You are listening to episode 520 of the Latina Mom Legacy podcast. How can you use music to help you raise a bilingual child? How does music influence a child's language development? In this episode, we explore music and how it can help your child learn a new language, learn different ways to incorporate music with your child, and discover my recommended top Spanish music YouTube channels for kids. Plus, I share how Mark Anthony has helped my daughter learn Spanish. Yo, a bilingual parenting educator, author, multilingual parenting mom, te invito as we take a closer look. Así que no te lo pierdas. Hola, hola. ¿Cómo estás? I hope that you're doing well. I hope that life is treating you kind. Welcome to another episode of the Latina Mom Legacy Podcast. I am your host, Jenny Perez, coming to you from New Jersey. I am a Latina mom raising a multilingual daughter. If this is your first time listening, welcome to the show. Bienvenida o bienvenido. Real quick, if you want to connect with me, you can do so by hitting me up on the gram at Mi Legacy, spelled M-I-L-E-G-A-S-I, or you can follow the Latina Mom Legacy on Instagram as well. The best way to stay in the know of everything that's going on is to subscribe to our newsletter, where you will get a weekly update of everything that's going on the blog, everything that's going on in events, and you will also get freebies in your inbox that will help you raise bilingual children que hablen español y que estén conectados con sus raíces latinas. So I hope to see you in your inbox. Today, we're going to be talking about all things music and how music can help you raise a bilingual child. But first, I have a few updates. So last week, I told you that I was going to Florida, and unfortunately, I wasn't able to go because I spent the last week sick with the flu. I'm finally feeling better, but I was just like so sick. I got more sick with the flu than I did when I had COVID back in December. And my body's just like just trying to recover. So, but I'm okay. I'm okay. I'm here. I'm showing up. It's all good. Can we talk about the Super Bowl just for like a minute? So Super Bowl was fun. I mean, I got to see some of the commercials. I wasn't really like paying a whole lot of attention. I don't really care for either of the teams. So I was like, I'm there more for halftime show, which by the way, was great. Usher, hello. Usher is like almost my age and man, he looks good. And I love that he had so many surprise guests. Alicia Keys, hello. She looked fantastic. It was a lot of fun. And my daughter and I were watching and singing and dancing and it was just a lot of fun. Speaking of singing, we went to the Mark Anthony concert here at Prudential Center in New Jersey over the weekend. And that was amazing. So I didn't know that I was going to be going because I wanted to see him when he played in Brooklyn, but tickets were pretty expensive. I mean, now concert tickets are like $200, like for decent seats. So I wasn't sure if I was going to be able to go. We didn't go to see him in Brooklyn, but I wanted to do something special for Victoria, for mi hija, for my daughter, because she got awarded academic excellence and she's gotten academic excellence pretty much all year. Also for Valentine's Day, but also because she got a very unexpected surprise, which I will tell you about next week because I want to tell you a little bit more in depth about that. But she got invited to something very special and we were kind of all blown away. So it was a way for us to celebrate. And one of the things that I recommend parents do is to celebrate your wins and to celebrate your children's wins, because when you put a lot of effort into whatever it is that you're doing, it can't just be effort, effort, effort without reward and recognition. Now, I'm not saying like everybody gets an award because I also don't believe in that. But I do believe that if you are putting forward that effort and you see results and you see results in your children, that those results should be celebrated. So anyway, I ended up getting last minute tickets for her and for myself. And we ended up going to the show. Now, I've seen Mark Anthony. This was my third time. With Victoria, this was our second time. And if I can tell you, if there is an artist to see in your lifetime, it is Mark Anthony. I mean, the concert itself was fantastic. His singing was just beyond, I mean, your expectations. He was wonderful. But I will say that my experience going to a concert here in the U.S. is very different from my experience going to concerts in South America. I don't know. Maybe it's the city. I don't know. La gente estaba como tan apagada. I was there like dancing. dancing and singing and screaming, and people are sitting down. I mean, he even called them out. He was like, why? I can't. You're at a salsa show and you're sitting down. He called them out, and I was like, yes, Mark, you tell them. You tell them, because ¿qué es lo que está pasando? This is a ponerse a bailar. ¿Qué es lo que está pasando? But it was really good. The other thing that I will say is that if you go to a concert, and I'm totally like being critical here, but if you go to a concert out of respect for the artist, I mean, you can do whatever you want, but out of respect for the artist and for those around you, can you please not be on your phone the entire time? And can you please not stream the whole concert for your followers? So I was sitting next to this girl, and she wasn't even that young. I mean, I kind of expect that from somebody that's like, I don't know, more of a teenager. But honestly, I was like, you have this wonderful singer, tienes este cantante al frente de ti, que he's giving you his all, and you cannot put your phone down for 1 second to acknowledge and live this moment. And it was a turnoff. Yes, I took tons of videos. Of course, I want to relive my experience, but I wasn't on my phone the entire concert. And that was just like a big turnoff. It was like a big turnoff. So out of respect for the musicians, for their time, for their presence, just do yourself a favor and do them a favor and acknowledge them in person, not through a screen. I mean, a few videos, all fine and dandy, but the entire concert, come on, people, por favor, por favor. And I say this because my husband is a musician, because I, through him, understand the ins and outs of the music business and how hard these artists have to work, no matter at what level. I mean, he's obviously at a much different level than my husband is, but regardless, he's still an artist, he's still a musician, he still has to work, and he still has to make these presentations for us and give us his all and bless us with his unique voice and style and music, whether it's him or whoever it is that you're seeing. So out of respect, de respeto a ellos, please put your phone down for a little bit. For a little bit, at least. Today, I'm going to talk about how music can influence your kids. I'm going to try to keep it a little bit short because I am still not 100%. But as always, I'm going to give you some practical tips that you can apply at home. Así que espero que te guste. Chao, chao. So one of the first ways that you can use music to help your children learn a language or to reinforce and create a positive connection to Spanish is to create a first memory using Spanish to build that connection. I grew up in Miami. I came to the U.S. when I was a baby, but at the age of, I think I was 12 or 13, we moved back to Colombia. That's where my parents are from. That's where I was born. We moved back to Medellin, and I ended up going to middle school and high school in Colombia. At the age of 13, my very first concert was Vicente Fernandez. And I will tell you that left such a strong impression in my life that even though I was wearing Guns N' Roses t-shirts and Metallica t-shirts, there I was, front and center at Vicente Fernandez concert. And to me, I never looked back. As much as a goth metalhead as I was, I always loved Vicente Fernandez. And that kind of created a love for rancheras and a love for, in Colombia, we call them música popular or música vieja. My dad's favorite was Darío Gómez. And then you see artists like Jason Jimenez, who's a young Colombian artist, bringing back that old style. And it just like really influenced my different music styles. And I love música en español. I love rock en español. I have that connection. And I knew that I wanted my daughter to have that emotional connection to Spanish. So I made sure that her first arena concert was in Spanish. And who did we see? We saw Marc Anthony. And I think that he has become one of her favorite artists because of that first, because that was an experience that blew her away. So I recommend that if you have a first, if you want to create that impression for your children, give them that first musical live experience in Espanol so that they have that larger than life aspect and they have that strong connection to the music and to the language. I will say there weren't many children at the concert, and the concert was on a Saturday night. I think I saw maybe 3 kids at the whole show, which was kind of strange for me because we've been to many rock concerts. Again, my husband is a musician. We've been to many concerts, and at many concerts, I see kids. My daughter's now 8. So you see kids, I mean, probably 7, 8 and older, right? But at this concert, I mean, she kind of stood out. Many people came up to me throughout the concert when we were like grabbing something to drink or something to eat. And they would look at her and be like, oh, that's so awesome. And she knew the songs. She had so much fun. But it was kind of strange, not for me, not to see kids at a concert, because as much as we are familia, that we love music and we want to share that with our families, I would think that especially in New Jersey and Newark, that we're so close to New York City with such a huge Latino population, I was just kind of estranged. I mean, I also understand that perhaps budget-wise, that's not everybody can afford these ticket prices nowadays. We got lucky and scored some great seats at a great price. So I totally understand. But in general, I would say use music and use that live aspect to your advantage when you're raising bilingual children. The next tip I'm going to give you is to utilize rhythmic patterns in music to reinforce language patterns. So there are many cognitive benefits when it comes to bilingual learning, right? When it comes to learning new languages. When you have music and when you have the rhythmic patterns of music and repetition structured and combined with Spanish or with the language, creates a predictable environment. So your child kind of knows what to expect. And this really helps in memory retention. So this process enhances recall. So when they're trying to remember what a word is or what it sounds like, their brain is like using all this information and they're processing that, and it's helping them associate these sounds with language. So rhythm stimulates auditory processing skills, and these allow kids, as I mentioned, to distinguish between the different sounds and the different patterns. So this really helps them in language development and language learning. And this will also help them pronounce words more easily, and they will help them recognize and listen to the different sounds when people are speaking to them. The rhythm in music also helps them understand language flow. So if you're singing like, voy a reír, voy a bailar, vivir mi vida, la, 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 la. I'm not a singer. But if they hear that, they can understand, they can better understand language structure. And that's going to help them in overall conversation and articulation. Another great thing about music is that you can introduce Spanish vocabulary through catchy songs and help them in lyrical learning. So we talked about repetition and how that helps your child. And when you have repetition and you combine that with vocabulary and build upon it, that's really going to enhance your child's vocabulary, and it's going to increase their vocabulary. So like when you have a YouTube channel and you have the music playing, like always have the caption on. I always like having the caption on so that you see the text or they see the text. Many channels already have the built-in captions. So that's wonderful because you want them to not only listen, but have that visual connection with text to the words. And when they're listening to music, whether it's in the car, whether it's at home, whether it's while you guys are cleaning, when you're listening to music, make sure to not just emphasize, again, repetition, but ask them if they understand what is being sung or what is being said. So if there are words that I think my daughter doesn't know, I will ask her, do you know what that means? And sometimes she'll say, yes, I understand. Sometimes she'll say no. And when she doesn't, I will go ahead and I will elaborate on the meaning of that word. In Spanish music, they have a lot of idioms and muchos dichos, ¿verdad? So since kids are very literal, it's a great great opportunity to discuss some of these dichos or some of these sayings or what the singer is meaning to say. Now, you have to also be careful because in Spanish, just like we have muchos dichos, many of those dichos have a more sexual connotation, right? So we don't necessarily want to open that door if they're not ready. For the older kids, of course, but for the younger kids, you definitely want to make sure that you are aware of what is being said and what they're listening to, because some of the lyrics are definitely not age appropriate. Now, some of my favorite YouTube channels when it comes to music, and I'm going to go through the list. You don't have to write them down. I mean, just listen. I will have them in the show notes. So if you click on your podcast platform and you scroll down, you will see links to these. Hopefully the links work. But if not, just listen to them, or you can always Google them. For the younger kids, and these first ones are cartoon-based, most of them are very heavy in music, not so much like Spanish education, but these are strongly emphasized music and songs. First one is Luna Creciente. Luna Creciente is a great channel. They have lots of cartoons, a lot of popular songs. That one's a lot of fun. Another one is Doremi. Doremi is another YouTube channel. These are all kind of similar, but they all have like their own unique cartoons or illustrations. And they're fun. They're a lot of fun. Toy Cantando is one of our favorites and one of the ones that I used when Victoria was smaller. El Reino Infantil was another great one that we used a lot. Some of these, what I love is that they have the music and they have them in like cumbias, or they'll have them with like merengues or bachatas. And it's also a great way to incorporate all those different sounds and all those different music types that we love to listen to and explore those sounds and that music with our children. Another one that I really like is Gallina Pintadita. And Gallina Pintadita, what I love about that channel is that they have a karaoke portion. So if you go through their channel, you'll see that it has karaoke. And what that does is that allows your child to look at the words, or for you to practice your Espanol as you're singing. So you have the music playing in the background, and then you can go ahead and sing the lyrics to the song. So I'll repeat this. So that's Luna Creciente, Do Re Mi, Toy Cantando, El Reino Infantil, Gallina Pintadita. If you have a recommendation, what I'm going to do is I'm going to put a poll or a question in. This is for my Spotify listeners. If you have a recommendation, leave your recommendation in the comments, because this is going to help other parents find channels that are great for our kids. So those were all cartoon-based channels. The next three channels I love because it's not cartoons, although they do incorporate cartoons and puppets in them, but they're people. And it's really important when you want to raise bilinguals that your child has a big visual in terms of people, seeing how the mouth moves, seeing how sounds are produced. That is very important. So these are my top three channels. The first one is Uno, Dos, Tres, Andres. And Uno, Dos, Tres, Andres is a Grammy win. They just won a Grammy. They are a musical duo and they are wonderful. And they were also on the Latina Mom Legacy. So if you want to listen to that interview, that is episode 215, season 2, episode 15 with Uno, Dos, Tres, Andres. They are wonderful. They explore music. They explore sounds. They have all sorts of content. It's wonderful. And the best part is that you can see them live. They're always touring. They're always doing shows. So this is my number one must to see in live in person, because they're going to help your child build that strong Spanish connection to the language. The next one is Aprende Peque. And I think the girl's name is Isa. She's wonderful. She also has a lot of songs on there. Again, her content is a lot of fun. One-on-one. I love it because most of her videos, it's like her torso. So your child really gets to see that engagement, how the language is used, how the sounds are produced. That is really important. And the last one is Luli Pampin. She's a lot of fun. She's like, I don't know where she's from. I don't know if she's from Guatemala. I don't know where, if she's from Mexico. I don't know. Luli Pampin, she's like, the best way I can describe her is like bright. What was that doll's name? Like Star Bright? Was that the name of that doll? Anyway, she's super fun. She's super colorful. She has lots of music. She has games on there. It's a fun one to watch, especially for the girls. They love like the pops of color, and she's just a really cool, like almost like an anime character, but she's a lot of fun. Luli Pampin. And then for the older kids, I recommend Kids Bop in Español. They do change the lyrics, although some of the, not all the songs that they have, they've changed the lyrics, which I'm like, I don't know if that's necessarily appropriate, but that one's good for, I would say Kids Bop for 5 to 7-ish, 5 to 8. My daughter's now 8, she's going on 9, and she's kind of past Kids Bop. She's like, there were a couple of years where she was like all about Kids Bop, and now she's like, not so much. So I would say all of these are up until 7 or 8. Once they're like tweens, then I feel like you start listening to the real music. And this is an opportunity to expose them to real music and artists. And what we love doing is we love going to record stores. I love going to record stores with my daughter and my husband. And we love exploring records. And we love buying records. We have an old record player. And we'll go and we'll explore albums and album covers. And I'll love looking at Latin music and seeing what they have. And we'll usually buy a record. We like to support music and the music industry. So we'll leave with a record and we'll listen to the records. I love my salsa records. I have my Celia Cruz records. I have old school cumbia records. And I love playing them because it's a way for my daughter to listen to all the different types of music. And again, it's a way to expose her, not just to the lyrics and the words, but it's a wonderful way to expose her to culture. Which brings me to my next tip, and that is to use music to explore culture. So one thing that we've done is I like to play this little game in the car where I'll put the Spanish radio station and we'll listen to whatever music is on, whatever song is on. And I'll ask my daughter, is this salsa? Is this merengue? Or is this cumbia? Or is this bachata? Is this cumbia? Is this ranchera? Like, what is it? And she'll listen to it and she'll give me her take and we'll give points or just make it fun. But the idea is for her to start listening to the different rhythms, to the different sounds, and understand the nuances and the differences between them. We had a conversation after the Marc Anthony concert. Well, not after, but on Sunday, we had a conversation about salsa because I love salsa. And we talked about the origins and the African influence of salsa and how that played into Cuban music like son and mambo. And in Puerto Rico, those sounds influenced the bomba and how salsa got influenced by jazz here in New York. So this is a wonderful way to speak with your children about culture, about history, about origin, and how this influences the music that we hear today. And listen, if you don't know the history, it's okay. You can do a Google search. You can both learn. And it's a wonderful, wonderful thing. The last tip that I will give you on how to use music is really to make it fun and to have fun with it. Music is such a great way for you to build that connection. You can dance, you can sing, you can go to live events. You can use music to create songs out of like taking a bath or doing the dishes or cooking or getting ready in the morning. There are so many ways to incorporate music and language, and all you have to do is just to be a little bit more intentional and know what you're looking for. Lucky for you, you have me. And if you get on my newsletter this week, I'm going to send out a music learning packet in Spanish. It's a downloadable PDF with activities that you can do. They're bilingual, English and Spanish, to help your child learn vocabulary in terms of music, instruments, to talk and learn about different types of music. And sure, why not? To learn a little bit about culture. Así que if you're not on the list, be sure to get on the list so that you can take advantage of all these free goodies. Remember, music is one of the best ways to help children learn and enjoy learning a new language. Here's a quick recap of today's episode. 1. Create a first memory using Spanish to build connection. 2. Utilize rhythmic patterns in music to reinforce language patterns. 3. Introduce Spanish vocabulary through catchy songs and enhance lyrical learning. 4. Explore culture. 5. Make it fun. Thank you for listening to another episode of the Latina Mom Legacy Podcast. If you found this episode helpful, please share it with a friend. For show notes, visit thelatinamomlegacy.com and click on today's episode or scroll down on your podcast platform. Un beso, un abrazo y hasta la próxima. Chao, chao.
Hey, Hey, I gotta ask you, are you trying to raise a bilingual child que hable español, or have you just given up? Do you feel alone or frustrated in this journey? Do you think your child just doesn't want to learn, or you don't have the time? Well, if that sounds like you, then the online course I created, How to Raise a Bilingual Child Practically, is for you. Por fin, a course by a mom for a mom. A course designed with you and your busy lifestyle in mind. One that you can take in the comfort of your home as early or as late as you want, that will give you practical tools and take you through this bilingual parenting journey. I'm not gonna lie, I get vulnerable and take you down my own journey raising a multilingual child, but I offer you real takeaway tips, show you how to create and implement a plan that works for you, not fulanito or peranito, and offer you the secret to staying committed, consistent, and confident in this journey. Plus, so much more. So are you ready to take this journey with me? Are you ready to see your child hablar con sus abuelos? Are you ready to hear the words one day, Mami, Papi, gracias por este regalo del español? Yo espero que sí. Visit milegacy.com and click on courses to enroll today. Ahí te espero.